This is Twit.
Hey, so I have this. Are these yours?
This is the. Yeah, this is all my stuff.
This is a, like a quality tambourine.
You know, I don't know, actually, because I haven't really played a lot of tambourines.
I have, because when I'm in a band, I'm always a tambourine guy.
I see you as more like a triangle.
Yeah, triangle sometimes, if they really want me to stretch my wings.
Yes.
Mostly, though, it's this.
Flex your musical muscles. And I have to admit, these are my kids.
These are good bongos.
I'm borrowing them from them. They never play them, so
yeah, you're happy.
We'll put them through.
Whose
some
idea
today.
Was to give your kids drums? A bad idea.
Well, I guess so.
We gave Henry a drum set one year.
Yeah, I've heard. I've heard about the plight of parents who choose to do that. So why do we have all this stuff here?
Good
we have
question.
It here because a company called iZotope that I'm very familiar with on the software side of things got into creating hardware.
Yeah, I know iZotope stuff. Yeah, they do a lot of plugins, right?
Yeah, and a lot of like kind of noise reduction. And distortion. They do a whole bunch of really cool, unique plugins and software. But now they're getting into hardware, and released something that I looked at this thing and I was like, yeah, right. And I've come to love it so much. It's called the Spire. And what is it? It's a very funky looking thing here. It works. You can make it so that it works with, I have it running on an iPad, but it's an iOS app. And essentially, it's a portable 8-track digital recorder.
Eight tracks,
which...
But
really,
it records onto the iPad.
No, it all records onto here.
It has its own
I could have
storage.
This completely separate, and this could run entirely dependent on the iPad.
That's so cool.
Look how small that is.
So it's really small. You can see on the very front of here, there's a little built-in microphone. And I wouldn't say it's
you
the most amazing.
You wouldn't want to use that, would you?
Honestly, we'll get into it, but I'm perfectly fine using it. It's not the most amazing mic in the world, but because of the portability of this, it's nice to have it. It's really nice to have it.
I'm old enough that we used to use cassette 8-track cassette recorders.
Yeah. Oh yeah, me too.
The sound was terrible.
This is
and look how compact that is.
Yeah, it's all compact. This is a touch interface, so I can actually turn down the volume, turn it up. You can do a bunch of other controls on here, which I'll show you in a second. On the back, it might be better from Alex's camera, perhaps.
There you
here.
Go.
On the back, you have your inputs, so each of the 8 tracks can be stereo or mono. It's really up
to
you.
Does it have MIDI in, or is that a mic that's just the DIN plug for the mic?
It does not have MIDI in. These are just quarter-inch or XLR. It's like a dual-purpose input on both of those.
But that's good, so you could use good quality microphones.
Absolutely, and I have done that myself as well.
Okay.
And then you have a headphone out on the back, and then you also have a headphone out on the front. So for collaborative reasons, you can get two people working on this. Now, what I love about this is not that you're going to use this to record high-quality production-level stuff. I don't see this as that, although I've heard some samples of some songs that people have made with this, and they sound really great. As a songwriter, I see this as kind of like a realization of what I've always wanted for prototyping new ideas.
Like a little cassette recorder, except it's much more capable, and you can carry it with you all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can do that, by the way. So if you go ahead and take the camera, you can do that because you unplug the power, and it's still working because it's got a battery.
Oh,
and so you can literally take... I pulled up into the driveway today to work here, and I had an idea. So in the car, I recorded a song.
That is
That's how easy this dang thing is. I love it. So anyway, so you can see on the buttons on the front here, if I didn't have the iPad at all, I could fire off a new song, and I'll go ahead and do that, and we'll go into a new song. It's going to create it over here. But that creates kind of a new template and pulls it up on the iPad. If this was not connected, I could still do all of this without the iPad. You have the sound check option, and we're going to record a little song. Are you okay
with that? Sound check's kind of neat, yeah. So it could actually... Look, he's got a guitar.
I've got a guitar.
I have no musical talent. I should warn you.
That's okay. That's okay. So I'm going to show you how to do a multi-track recording. And this is what they do in studios. I'm sure you're very familiar with it. But for people who aren't, using the Spire, because like I said, I can usually record a song with this in about 5 minutes and have 8 tracks of discrete audio and have it sounding really good. Sound check is like automatic gain for the instrument that you're using. You want to set the input level to the right thing. I'm using a guitar right now, so I've got to make sure that this microphone is set to record the guitar at the right level. So quiet on the set. I'll go ahead and do this and set it properly. I'm just playing random stuff. Okay, so that's going to set the volume appropriately
for... That's actually a great feature.
Okay, so now, if I wanted to record, it's literally just a touch of the record button. I'll go ahead and do this and record. What we'll do is we'll first record the guitar track.
Good thinking.
And then we'll do other layers. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Okay, so now we've recorded that. We've hit stop.
That's cool.
Now you can see, this shows you that I've got one track. If you show right up on the spire here.
The purple.
It's kind of hard to show because it's light.
Yeah, yeah.
This represents my one track. If I wanted to, I could tap and hold it, and I can mute it and play back. Or I could tap and hold it and bring it back and play it. And if you listen, we can now hear.
That's recording through the built-in mic.
That's from the built-in
mic. That sounds great.
Sounds awesome, right?
Although guitar's not super challenging. Wait till I sing.
There are other, yes, more challenging. You're right. We'll get to that. Let's see here. Sometimes when you're doing
guitar, another track.
Sometimes when you do guitar, it's good to have a double track of it, have it be a little bit different. Then you stereo pan it out, and you can do that here too. And I'll do that here. I'll hit record. Let me make sure, because I'm a little nervous, so I forget where I need to go on the guitar. So now I'll hit record, and you'll hear it. Oh, sorry. Dang it.
You didn't record over it.
Oh, because I played it for you. I previewed it for you.
Oh, it's still there, though.
It's still there, but not entirely, but that's okay. I'm going to try and... There we go. Now I'm on track two, so let's try this. We'll see if I can just fluff it or something. Oh. Okay, so I kind of messed that up, and I apologize.
No, but I get there's what you're
a little,
doing.
There's the weirdness there. So now, if you got the two, if you show the iPad, I can go into the mix here.
This is like gymnastics for Anthony, and I apologize. So if I go into the mix, I have this little layout of the left and right channels.
Can you show the iPad?
There we go. So this represents left and right, right?
So it makes it lower. Wow.
Entirely.
So you're panning it through left and right.
Panning it hard left and hard right here. So now, what do we need to do next? We need to do a little percussion. You want to do
I think
percussion?
You need some bongos. I don't think a song like this is complete.
Okay. So we're going to do bongos. So we have to do a couple of things here first. We'll go ahead and do a sound check.
Sound check.
All right. So you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, good. Excellent. We're
he
there.
Was telling
now,
me what to do.
We're going to make something a little special here.
What should
if I
do
go
with
into
this?
Here, it has effects built in.
Oh.
But these are recording effects. So these aren't effects that you can put in the mix. These are recorded. These are effects that you record, actually.
Oh, so, look, I hear echo.
Let's see, bongo. We're going to do
today,
acoustic.
I consider myself.
Sorry, I'll give you full for that.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
We're not going to do that, but that was fantastic.
Can I just carry this with me all the time? I'd like to have that. Okay, so that's a little more slapbacky kind
of. But I brought it down because it gives the bongos a little bit of extra kind of warmth, a little bit of feeling to it. Now, because I recorded over the top of that one thing, it might be kind of hard to
I'm
going to
make really loud noises at the beginning.
All right. So you ready to go?
Yeah.
And we did the sound. Yes, we did the soundtrack. Here you go. Okay, all right, excellent. That was fantastic. You are a natural, Leo. It's amazing how good you are at this. Okay, so
when do I get to do this? This is not real forte.
We can do that next. Actually, how about this? How about you do the tambourine and I'll do the shaker? And it's going to be both of us on a single track.
It's a duet.
I'm going to go ahead and take... should I leave this on, this effect on? Sure, why not? All right, so we're going to do a little sound check. Ready? Here we go. That's probably good enough. Okay, now we're going to record it, and it's going to be the percussion part. Here we go. Uh-oh. So we're getting there. I love it. I love this process. It's so great. So we're 4 of 8 tracks now. This is where it gets
We had 2 little girls to sing the lead vocals on this.
Well, we do, Leo.
What?
Maybe not 2 little girls, but we have 2 people. Okay.
I can sing like girls.
I'm sure my girls would love to be here to sing this song.
Yeah, you want you to play, before we go, the song you did with your girls.
Peace Like a River. Really, yeah, we did that one afternoon. It was really, really cool. It sold me on this, actually.
Okay,
so the next one. So I wrote some really cheesy lyrics. Well, they're not that cheesy, but they are lyrics for the song.
Okay.
How do you want to do this? Do you want to do one and I'll do one? I'll do the first... Okay. So let's do sound check first. I can believe I'm on the new screensavers. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay.
This is terrible.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
This is no reflection on the fine yellow gold album. I just want everybody to know this is not what your music sounds
like. Let me just say one thing, though. If there was a microphone in the room of someone who is recording a song like this, it would sound completely ridiculous as you are witnessing.
Yeah, because
the beauty of it is when you put it all together and you do things to that, it ends up sounding awesome.
That's not going to work.
You just got to get over it. All right. So, and for this, I can do the dub echo.
Lots of echo.
Don't want it too. Don't want it too saturated, though. Would you believe? Okay, something like that. Okay. You ready? Okay, now...
That did not sound like anything.
You didn't hear it, did you?
Yeah.
Here, we'll go ahead
and turn
it off. Do you want to preview where we're at right now?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to listen. It's going to sound...
You should mix that.
All right, now...
I get the idea.
All right.
Exactly something I'd send to A&R at Chrysalis Records.
But let me just say, like, being able to pull up into the parking lot
and
record in 5 minutes an actual idea, fully realized idea.
You did that in the parking lot?
I did that in the parking lot.
We were wondering why you were spending so much time in the car, but now I understand.
But, okay, so... Let's see here. I want to do...
Now, is it saved to the device or saved to the iPad? It's recording to the device, but then it copies it over to the... How does that work?
It's all recorded into the device.
It's all in here. How many hours of music am I recording?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Six hours?
Of music.
Okay, that's a lot.
All right, so...
And you can, I presume, offload it.
Let's see here. Yes, that is one of the benefits of what you can do. So this is NSS Trial Run. This was me kind of like rehearsing
with an actual musician. Okay, good.
So this is all of the elements isolated from my home, and it appears to not be working for some reason. Why is that not working? No, I don't want to record. Here, I'll just go ahead. Sounds a little bit richer,
a little bit more full, and you can basically take these things and mix them down. When you're done with it, if it'll let me into the dang project, I've had no problems with this until this very moment.
Of course, it's the demo gods.
But basically what you can do is export this.
All the tracks individually.
So you can share the mix. You can upload it directly to SoundCloud. And it puts it up immediately. You can send it to other apps or all the individual tracks.
Is it a standard project format that other apps can use?
The audio files that it exports individually can be imported into other digital audio workstations. Yeah, yeah. Or you can share it with other Spire users. So if you have a friend who has a Spire, you can share it out and they get to play around with it. But it's a lot of fun. See, here you go.
See, I could tell Jerry was on the bongos. So that's so much better. You did it all.
What is this? $350?
I wish you'd played that for me before so I knew what my part was.
We didn't rehearse enough. That's okay.
We didn't rehearse at all.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to sound
great. How
much?
350?
350.
I think that's cool. If I were a musician, this is a really amazing device.
It fills a need in my life because I record song ideas with my mouth into a voice memo.
Right.
And with this being as portable as it is, like, at least I could even still do that, but layer them instead of having to be like, all right, and then the bass goes da 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 da, and then the guitar goes bling, bling, bling. I could do it all in layers and have something to go from.
It's the Spire, $350 from what's the website?
Izotope. Go to Izotope.
Izotope.com.
And you'll find Spire there. Nice. And I think it just came out like a few weeks ago. I'm loving it. I'm really having a great time with it.
Spire.live is the website, Spire.live.